Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2203. How to Boost Your Mood with Healthy Food by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the websites. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Boost Your Mood with Healthy Food by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. It's depressing news, but 1 in 16 Australians is currently living with depression, and 1 in 7 is struggling with anxiety. While we are getting better at talking about mental health issues, we're not doing so great when looking for ways to reduce the risk of mental distress from occurring in the first place. One area of research that's been gaining a lot more media attention recently is the role that our diet plays on our mood and mental well-being. You are what you eat, so they say. It may come of little surprise to learn that poor food choices like fast foods and snacks, while filling our bellies quickly and cheaply, are contributing to poor physical and mental health. Why this is requires an introduction to the three key players: your gut, brain, and microbiome, and how they communicate with each other. What is your microbiome? Your microbiome comprises the 100 trillion bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi that cover your body and inhabit your gut. We've known of its existence for a long time, but it's only relatively recently that it's been giving up some of its secrets, enhancing our understanding of different disease processes that affect the human body and leading to potential novel approaches to their treatment and management. While the thought of having all these microbes living inside of us might seem alarming, they've been our constant companions throughout our evolutionary history. Most of them contribute to our well-being, but like any good story, there are always a couple of dastardly villains that work to produce the opposite effect, as you may remember from the last time you ate something that made you sick. They work to help us digest our food. They produce vitamins B and K. They help to fight inflammation through the production of immune molecules, and they produce neurotransmitters identical to the ones produced by the brain, including serotonin, which helps to regulate emotion, with 90% of it being produced in the gut. Our gut microbes are special because they behave as independent janitors of our gut health, both communicating with and directing our gut and brain via the bidirectional gut-brain axis. And the healthiest microbiome is the one that is the most diverse, obtained through eating a wide variety of different foods. The connection between our mood and food. Nutritional psychiatry has been spearheaded by the work of a number of researchers and scientists, including Professor Susan Prescott, Drs. John Cryan and Ted Dinnan, Emeryn Mayer, and Professor Felice Jacka and her team from the Mood and Food Institute. It is now believed that a disruption to the healthy balance of microbes occurs through the overuse of antibiotics or consumption of junk foods that destroy the good bacteria, allowing the bad bacteria to proliferate. How do we know this to be true? The evidence from animal and human studies is mounting. Now, this will sound a bit disgusting, so bear with me here. Fecal transplants from humans with irritable bowel syndrome and anxiety into germ-free mice showed the mice subsequently developed the symptoms and behaviors of anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome. Yes, we are talking poop transplantation here. The outcome from this work has seen fecal transplants as a potential new strategy to manage and reduce the symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease. It's early on, but the results appear encouraging. Meanwhile, back to brains and mood. The SMILES trial, led by Felice Jacka and her team, has been hailed as an important first step. The study sought to answer the question of whether dietary intervention, meaning improving one's diet, could be useful as a treatment strategy for depression, and the results say yes. In the trial, 67 subjects with clinically diagnosed moderate to severe depression were enrolled in either a dietary support group or social support group. 55 of the subjects were using either medication or psychotherapy. Over the 12-week period, the group on dietary support were put on the MODY-MED diet that supported consuming 12 key food groups: whole grains, vegetables, fruit, legumes, low-fat and unsweetened dairy foods, raw and unsalted nuts, fish, lean red meat, chicken, eggs, and olive oil. Their intakes of extras like sweets, refined cereals, fried foods, fast foods, processed meats, and sugary drinks were reduced. The primary outcome was a significant reduction in symptoms of depression in the dietary support group. While it's not being suggested that diet alone is the solution to mood disorders such as depression, our diet clearly has a role to play, and if it means feeling less depressed, recovering more quickly, or needing lower doses of antidepressants, that surely has to be a big plus. The link between fast food and depression is real and is a dose response. The more fast food consumed, the higher the risk of developing depression, which means we all have a choice to make. Fast foods are readily available, cheap, and yummy. But can we afford to take the risk of putting our mental well-being on the line? It's not about banning fast foods altogether. It's about making the healthier choices more often, filling up on those foods that will support our health and well-being. It's about eating more plant-based foods, vegetables, fruit, whole grains, beans, seeds, nuts, and legumes, and less processed food that's typically high in unhealthy trans fats, sugar, and salt. You just listened to the post titled "How to Boost Your Mood with Healthy Food" by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The traditional way of thinking about mental disorders like anxiety and depression went like this. Mental disorders often led to gastrointestinal problems like constipation and diarrhea. For example, when someone was feeling anxious, they may have suffered from a gurgly stomach and bouts of diarrhea. Well, now we're learning we may have had this mind-gut connection backwards. As Dr. Brockes was explaining in today's article, the health of the gut may influence the health of the brain. Or said another way, if the gut microbiome isn't healthy, then the brain may not be as healthy either. So an imbalanced gut microbiome may contribute to an increased risk of anxiety and depression. Again, as Dr. Brockes said, we need more research to know for sure. But in the meantime, it couldn't hurt to try and do all that we can to support the health of our microbiome. And we can do that, just as Dr. Brockes said, Consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day, along with whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes, and healthy fats. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. That is a huge help to keep this all going. Now, I will be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.